We're at the first Monday of the month. Another Tracktown Tuesday looms tomorrow at the Downtown Athletic Club. Our guest checks in once again, Associate Athletic Director at the U of O, President of Tracktown USA. Vin Lanana joins us. Vin, a good Monday to you, sir. How are things?
Yeah, all good, Steve. How are you? Everything good?
Great. Yeah.
Good.
I know
good.
You usually have 12 or 13 things happening at once, but were you able to take a moment to watch that wild Super Bowl yesterday?
I did. I actually did watch it. I'm not, I think I told you once before, certainly not my not in my bailiwick in terms of watching pro ball. I like the college ball. But I do once a year watch the Super Bowl. And there's, sorry to say, I'm a Patriots fan.
I was going to get to that, and geography probably tells a story. But anyway, you obviously, as a longtime coach, a competitor, you know how great it is to be able to bring in a blue chip athlete and have him do amazing things. Could you have a special appreciation for a guy like Nick Foles, a backup, never a blue chipper, who could perform like that on literally the biggest stage in American sports?
Absolutely. It was phenomenal. You know, I was not a blue chip athlete, but and I never really achieved anything. But I can't appreciate somebody who does perform at that level. And I love the whole thing of being a guy who nobody expected to come out and do that stuff years ago, and here he comes, just killing it. It was great.
Yeah. Fascinating. So let's get to what's on tap. I mentioned at the top, we're at the eve of another Tracktown Tuesday. So give us the basic who, what, when, and where, and then we'll get to some of the specifics.
Well, it's a great show. It's it's as usual at the Downtown Athletic Club. Show up at 6. There's appetizers and drinks for purchase there. 6 o'clock. Show starts at 7. Downtown Athletic Club, third floor in the ballroom.
All these years we've spoken, and I've never asked, with somebody like Andrew Weeding and past great guests you've had, Matthew Centrowitz, Jenna Prandini, when they attend events like this and remain so visible on the national and international level after graduating, how big of an impact does that have on Oregon recruiting and maybe sustaining this program's level of excellence?
You know, I think it's a good question because it goes back a long way. I think that the association, the affiliation with Oregon Track and Field dates way back, and some of our alums on the men's side or the women's side have stayed so connected with the U of O, and I think that people see that. People see the loyalty. People see the lifelong friendships, and that makes a big deal when you're looking at, you know, what's no, it's good enough. We have a great program. When they see that little extra thing, it provides something really special, and I think it's got to be a plus.
As for Weeding, and again, back to recruiting, my math is usually okay. You arrived here about 13 years ago, Weeding about 2006. So that process, what stood out that made you and your staff at the time think he was going to be special, that you wanted him to come to Oregon?
It's a great question. That's a great question, Steve. It actually is a good story. I'll try to give you the short version of it. Andrew grew up in Hanover, Norwich area. Hanover is on the Hanover's on the New Hampshire side. Norwich is on the Vermont side, right near Dartmouth College. So I knew it well. Jeff Johnson actually coached Andrew in high school. Jeff gave me the tip off. Jeff, of course, was a longtime affiliate with Nike and a good close personal friend of mine. Called me up and said he's got a great kid. I said, well, you know, what does he do? He said, well, he doesn't really have any track times. I said, well, how do you know he's very good? He said, I'm telling you, Ben, the guy's good. He said, he runs cross country. I said, he's going to be really good in track. Does he have any marks? No, he's never run track. And that's, I went on a leap of faith. I saw this guy that's 6'6", great athleticism, and we went out to get him, and he came and made such an impact on Oregon track and field.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out on a limb and say that was a good decision.
Good decision, yep. I'll take credit for it now.
All right, and you got it. Talking with Vin Lanana, president of Tracktown USA. So the AD, Rob Mullins, who recently appointed as chairman of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, will be there as well. I believe this will be the first time he's been a part of Tracktown Tuesday. And when you consider all that's happening surrounding Duck Athletics, that sounds like a nice additional speaker to have there.
It's going to be really good because he's going to talk a little bit about athletics, but we're really kind of going to delve in a little bit to what personally makes him tick, as opposed to just, you know, the whole athletic spiel. And I think the people who come to Tracktown Tuesday will really get some good insights. Rob will do a fantastic job. I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to hearing what he has to say.
Couple final thoughts. I see you have three current Ducks who fall into the middle distance category of excellence. Blake Haney, Sam Prakel, and Mick, I believe it's pronounced Stanzebeck, all seniors.
Good job.
All right. What could you tell us about this merry trio?
Well, you know, if you take a look at the descending order list at the NCAAs and look at the number of sub-4-minute milers that are currently on the University of Oregon team, this is a trio that have run under 4 minutes this indoor season. They've run, and they are on this list. I don't know how many of them will actually get into the NCAAs, but we have more sub-4-minute milers right now than anybody in the NCAA, so that should be great. So they're leading a great group.
Our usual radio reset to wrap the segment, Vin, I'd like to turn it over to you and just, you know, let the folks know again kind of what's on tap for tomorrow night, another edition of Tracktown Tuesday.
Yeah, it's show starts at 7 p.m., show up at 6. I think there'll be a big crowd. As you hit it, Rob is there. A tribute to Andrew Weeding, who recently retired, and we've got three of the plethora of milers from the University of Oregon that'll really do a great job and get some good insider information.
Well, sounds like it's going to be fun once again. Always look forward to our chats. Fun stuff as always. You enjoy, and of course, look forward to talking again down the road.
I look forward to it too. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, take it easy.